and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Wellgate Wellness. I'm your host, Rich Novelli. This show, as most of you know that have been following us along, is dedicated to the education and inspiration of our community in matters of health, fitness, and quality of life. Speaking of inspiration, we are always eager to hear how our producer and engineer, Bob, is progressing in his quest for improved fitness. So good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, doing well. And, Rich, I just had my annual physical day before yesterday.
Oh.
My primary care physician is retiring, but he actually went back over my last 10 years from my my highest weight over the last 10 years was, and I will say these numbers, 305 pounds. My last physical, my A1C, which is a very important number when it comes to how much sugar you're holding on to, was up around 8.5. My daily glucose numbers were in the 170 to 180 range.
Mm-hmm.
I was working on it, but kind of, you know, by April of this year, I had gotten to about 285. But my numbers were still not real great. And then I started getting over there and at least three times a week pedaling. And, you know, and even in spite of the fact that a little fasciitis and knee trouble and stuff like that cropped up, I, you know, I stayed at it. And me and the recumbent are on very good terms.
yeah, it speaks highly of you, Bob. It really does.
My latest numbers, my blood work came back at a 6.5 A1C.
Wow.
And my daily numbers at about 117, and I'm currently sitting at about 262.
So that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
Well, as I've always said, we love seeing you in there. You come in every day religiously. You are taking this seriously, and we always talk about consistency over intensity, and you are living proof of what that does. I mean, you didn't get to, you know, over 300 pounds overnight. And so it's not going to take overnight to get back down to where you want to be. That's why consistency is so important.
And it makes a difference in a Reading summer.
No question, right? Right? Well, I've not known you for that long, but you've never looked better. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
So we've got a great show for you today. Any of you that have been following us along over this last year may recall that Lindsay Miller was my first guest. And we've invited her back again to come and talk a little bit today about vitamins, supplementation, the importance of that, primary, secondary foods, all good stuff. And so welcome, Lindsay. It's great to have you as always.
Thank you for having me back.
She is Lindsay has also been a great supporter of Wellgate Sports Club from the very beginning, and she and I collaborated on a lot of things, especially in the area of nutrition. But those of you that don't know, and if you don't know Lindsay, you're probably one of the few that don't in this town, she's an honors graduate from California State Chico, where she received a bachelor's degree in health sciences. She's also earned her master's degree in physician assistant studies from Western University of Health Sciences back in 2002. She has spent 14 years, although to look at her you would never know it, 14 years in neurosurgery, family practice, emergency medicine, and dermatology. She is also a recent graduate of the Institute of Interactive Nutrition as a certified coach. So we are thrilled to have her here. She is one of my buds, and I just always love seeing her and talking to her, and we haven't been able to do that too much in recent months. You know, you've got, you are busier than anybody else I know on this planet, and you never seem to show it. So thank you for coming and spending some time. So let's dig right into things here. So we're going to talk about vitamins, minerals, and supplementation. By the way, Lindsay will be speaking today at Wellgate Sports Club at 12 o'clock for our monthly Wellgate Wellness Wednesday series, and she'll be there. So whether you're a member or not, you are invited to come by the club. We're located at 1740 Eureka Way on the corner of Eureka and Court Street, and Lindsay will be there to talk to all about these vitamins, minerals, supplements. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this an ongoing series? Because this program is being heard on a Saturday.
It's being heard on a Saturday. That's correct. No, this I keep forgetting that sometimes. Actually, this is, I think, the first time I actually screwed that up, so I'm sorry. yes, she will be. This is on a Wednesday. It's the third Wednesday of every month.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
ongoing series.
At 12.
So, if you're listening to this on Saturday, don't go running down to Wellgate. Well, do run down to Wellgate.
But, yeah, come on by, but you won't necessarily see Lindsay because the show, she's already spoken. So.
But we can have packets available.
We can have packets available, and
so you can get the information.
You can look me up and laugh at me for making this mistake here. So let's start right off with that. How do you define supplementation, Lindsay?
Well, supplementation, and that's why I titled it Vitamins, Minerals, and Supplements. Oh my, because it's just kind of this lions and tigers and bears. It can be very overwhelming. And when we talk about, the word vitamin, it actually, the root of it is vitality. And that's what kind of gives us that feeling of, exuberance and being strong and active, lively and vivacious. And, there's a difference between a vitamin, a mineral, and overall they're kind of lumped together in this big, huge, monstrosity umbrella of the term supplement.
Right.
And, I think it can be just so overwhelming for people. So we're going to kind of unpackage that a little bit today.
Okay. You talk a lot about the fact that you use the word supplementation mm-hmm. purposely.
Yes.
And so why is that?
The reason why is because supplementation is exactly that by definition. It is supposed to augment or supplement an already healthy and good choice diet. Supplement is not a replacement. It's truly supposed to enhance already a good diet. And unfortunately, as we've talked in the past so much, Rich, we are living in a world now where the food, unless you're growing it in your backyard, is a lot of times it's grown and raised in nutrient bankrupt soil
mm-hmm.
where they're using fungicides, herbicides, and pesticides. So many of the vegetables that we're eating aren't as nutrient dense as they once were, in the 60s and 70s even. And so really, although supplements, if you kind of use the little air quote, supplements can be sort of controversial, I think in a total, people agree that with the right balanced diet, supplementation is really beneficial for patients and for people in general.
I think there's some other areas that for the reasoning for supplementation being important. And you mentioned the biggest one, which is the dilution of a lot of the nutrient density in the foods that we eat. But things such as pesticides, stress, either medically induced, work induced, even play induced stress, from my perspective, requires more concentration on supplementation, even with a good diet.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, processed foods. Yeah. I mean, we all talk about never eat something out of a box, but a lot of us do. For various reasons. And so generally those foods are very, very short on good nutrients,
right.
Vitamins and minerals.
Correct.
So I think supplementation is a critical part of everybody's diet nowadays. Mm-hmm. But the difference is this, is I do believe that there is a difference in vitamins that you take. You get what you pay for.
100%.
We're big believers in not skimping on what you pay for vitamins and being a little bit more educated on vitamins. There is the National Sanitation Foundation, NSF, which is really the dietary standards of quality for a lot of supplementation vitamins and minerals that you get. So look for that label when you're looking for vitamins and minerals. Also, there's a stamp, it's called the GMP, so it's Good Manufacturing Practices, an only accredited national standard in the dietary supplements industry. So as most of us know, the FDA does not put their stamp on any kind of supplementation. But those two accreditations are important because not only are good manufacturing processes and procedures important in terms of purity and the quality of the supplementation, the components that go into the supplements is important, but the NSF will also ensure that there are good practices in putting this material together for you. So you're getting good products.
Exactly. You know, it's a $30 billion industry. So you can understand, obviously, how flooded the market is going to be with, you know, poor quality products and also the higher quality. And I can't agree with you more that you absolutely get what you pay for and that you need to really do a little bit of due diligence and look for those kind of stamping, for example. But buying supplements that are from a company or a brand that is very reputable. We're not talking about any specific, you know, box stores or chain box stores, but it is important to look in terms of the integrity of the company that's manufacturing them because, you know, vitamin A is not a vitamin A is not vitamin A.
Right.
Omega-3 is not omega-3 is not omega-3. It really depends on how they're sourcing these supplements, minerals, and vitamins, and how they package them, because and the manufacturing process in general. I mean, if they're putting these in a lot of high heat, if they're cold pressing them, how they're storing them all affects the integrity of the product.
Right.
And so it's really, really crucial because even though you think you may be paying, you know, $19.95 for a, quote, multivitamin, you really may be getting $19.95 of just, you know, gelatin in a cap because the integrity is not there.
And I think that's a really, really important point. Most of us probably grew up with tablets, and then came the gel caps, and then came powders and liquids. And all of that, it was an effort to improve the bioefficacy.
Right.
Of the nutrients that you're getting. So, you know, we used to grow up saying, well, geez, you know, you may only be paying $19 for, you know, 3 months supply of something, but it's just passing right through you like a rock.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to become educated. It's not that hard. Look for on the back of the ingredients for a listing of binders and fillers that are on those packages. Mm-hmm. If you're taking tablets, for example, you know, I certainly recommend more of the gel caps or the powders. Mm-hmm. Dissolve it in water or your favorite drink. It gets into your system in a much more bioefficient and effective mm-hmm. way. So I think that those are things that, again, all of us could be doing mm-hmm. that are easy in order to get more out of the vitamins and nutrients that
exactly.
you're taking.
Exactly. And that's a huge, I mean, that could be an hour-long conversation
right.
in and of itself, is the importance of how they're harvesting these, how they're manufacturing, how they're, you know, processing, again, with the quotes, how they're shelf-stable and things like that. So it is really, really crucial, but I completely support what you were just saying. Those are really what we want to recommend is either the gel, a liquid, or a powder form, but also looking for those binders and fillers. You're going to see a lot of times a lot of cellulose and things like that,
yes.
which how much are you actually getting of that active ingredient versus filler?
Right.
And how, if it was heat-pressed or cold-pressed, because for certain minerals, you're going to get far more benefit from a bioavailable, which means how available it is to your body once they sort of process it, how your cells can readily uptake it. More bioavailable actually means your body's going to be able to use more of it than something that's not as bioavailable. So absolutely, completely agree.
And sometimes, you know, I hear complaints from people all the time that say, geez, well, I take my vitamins and my supplements and I don't get it. I don't feel anything out of it. Well, some of that could be just the fact that you're taking cheap vitamins that, mm-hmm. yeah, you're not feeling anything. You're not getting the benefit of it because it's passing right through you
right.
for all the reasons that we just talked about. So
right.
become a little bit smarter about that first and foremost.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
And there are only a few manufacturing plants in the world that do produce vitamins and minerals. But just like anything else, if you go to a car dealership, you can get the cheapest model and feel really good about paying, you know, just a little, but you're not going to get the benefit of the high price model with all the bells and whistles and all the cool stuff. And so go in with a little bit of knowledge and understanding of what you're looking for. Ask questions of the people that you're buying this stuff from, and you will get some good answers that will help you be a little bit more smarter about what you're putting in your body.
Absolutely. 100%.
Okay. All right. So you do recommend a basic package of vitamins, and we're going to go through
yes.
through some of this over the next couple of segments. But, you know, we want to start with the basics. Basically, you call it vitamin 101. Mm-hmm. And when we get back from the break, we were going to talk a little bit about the two types of vitamins, water-soluble and fat-soluble, and those are really important to understand. So a lot of stuff to cover here. We're going to be back with Lindsay Miller, who has taken time out of her crazy schedule to be with us again today, and a lot more left to cover, so stick with us. This is Wellgate Wellness, and you're listening to Rich Novelli. We will be back after a few short messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading. This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Do you have an aging parent who needs extra help at home? Do you have concerns about your family member driving, remembering to take medications, or eating a healthy meal? Hi, my name is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Our compassionate caregivers work in clients' homes and can help with light housekeeping, meal planning, med reminders, hygiene assistance, and much more. All staff is background checked, bonded, and insured. To make a difference in your loved one's life, call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or online at readinghomehelpers.com. When family can't do it all, your Home Helpers family can.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
All right, welcome back. We are talking to Lindsay Miller on the topic of Vitamins 101. We spent the first segment really kind of going over some of the broad terms about what supplementation is and the fact that you should not use vitamins and minerals as a substitute for good food, good eating habits, but rather supplementing what foods you are eating. And so we want to kind of segue into what we call Vitamin 101. So just talking about some basic things that everybody should know and understand about vitamins before they dive into this, or if they have already, maybe educate them on how to do things a little bit smarter when it comes to making your choices. So, Lindsay, I'm going to turn this over to you. Let's start with some of the basics, water-soluble versus fat-soluble.
Yeah, there's two types of vitamins, and we're going to first talk about vitamins because they are different than minerals. So when we talk about vitamins, there are two categories of vitamins. We have our water-soluble vitamins and our fat-soluble vitamins. So when we think about our water-soluble vitamins, we really only have nine of them. And it's vitamin C and then the full eight, if you will, of the B vitamins. And when we talk about B vitamins, I know you guys have probably even heard of these specifically, but maybe not knowing what family they belong to. For example, niacin is actually B3. And when we break them all down, B1 is thiamine, B2 is riboflavin, B3, as I mentioned, is niacin, B5, which is pantothenic acid, B6 is pyridoxine, B7 is biotin. And a lot of women care about biotin because it's really beneficial for hair, skin, and nails. So I get that question a lot. And I always recommend to my patients in dermatology about 5,000 to 10,000 micrograms of biotin a day, which is a high dose, but whatever your body doesn't absorb, it will excrete through the urine because it is a water-soluble vitamin. B9 is folic acid. And B12, which is cyanocobalamin. And say that 10 times fast.
God, I'm glad you said that one. I can't even...
And B12 is an interesting one, and it's really important for energy. We'll talk a little bit about B12, but as we get, as I say, less young instead of getting older, because it just sounds and feels so much better when we say less young, we actually lose our ability to naturally produce and absorb B12. And so that's why you'll hear a lot of times when you go to your good old-fashioned internist or primary care doctor, they'll say, do you need your B12 shot? Is again, because that is an injectable form of a supplement because your body isn't getting enough of naturally what it's producing and being able to absorb an intake and uptake from food. And it's really key for energy. So that's sort of our B vitamins in a nutshell. But those are all of our water-soluble vitamins. And vitamin C, everybody's heard about because when you were a kid and you started to get sick, you know, your mom would give you maybe some orange juice and say, we've got to make sure you're getting enough vitamin C. But it is a very powerful antioxidant, and we use it in a lot of different modalities and capacities, and it's readily available in our diet. But the analogy that I give patients specifically, because that's who I see every day, right? I see 35 to 40 people a day, so we have these conversations about what an antioxidant is.
I was just going to ask you. I think that's really an important definition because most people don't understand. They hear the term all the time. But what the heck is an antioxidant? So what is oxidation?
Yeah, let's talk about oxidation. So when in your body, when your cells are oxidized, they are exposed to free radicals. And free radicals are what sort of bring on this oxidation process. Again, we have a tongue twister day. So this oxidation process, and what that does is it breaks down the cell's ability to protect itself. And so when you can think of a perfect example of oxidizing is when you take an apple and cut it in half and you expose it to the air or oxygen, what happens with time to that apple is it becomes brown. And that is what essentially, if you're going to visualize what's happening in your cells, that's what oxidation looks like, is those cells start breaking down, not becoming as optimally functional. They can't turn over and sort of repair themselves as much. So what do you do to prevent apples from oxidizing? If you squeeze and take a half a lemon, for example, and squeeze that lemon juice on an apple, it's going to slow down the browning process. So the vitamin C, which is in that lemon juice, the ascorbic acid, which is what vitamin C is, helps slow down that oxidation process. So it allows that apple, it looks better, it tastes better, and those cells are more active, and all the goodness that's in apples and pectin and all that fiber is maintained or more preserved.
So oxidation basically is like rust.
Exactly.
Right? So it's like rust on a ship. It's like rust on a car.
Exactly.
You want to protect that. So putting something into your body that helps your cells to protect themselves goes a long way in making sure that you're feeling good, that your body is functioning properly.
Exactly.
It's a fairly recent science that in terms of oxidation and what the benefits are. We know that cancer cells, for example, are the rapid multiplication of cells in the body, and that antioxidation or a protection against oxidation is thought to protect some of these cells from the direction of becoming cancerous.
Yes. Mutation.
Mutation, yes. Right. So that's
what they
really
should call vitamins. They should just call them like rust removers or anti-rust.
Well, marketing people that's smarter than we are, I think, figured that out
They're
a while ago.
Right. It is, again, a $30 billion industry. They're a lot smarter than we are.
Yeah, don't get rusty. I don't know. Oxidation. I don't know. I'm with you either way. So. All right. So those are your water soluble vitamins, right?
Yes.
What are some of the fat soluble vitamins that we should be talking about?
Yeah. So our fat soluble vitamins are going to be, there are four. They're vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, and vitamin K. And vitamin A is, that wonderful active source of retinol. And I talk about retinol a lot because, again, I work in dermatology, and we use retinol as a cornerstone of DNA repair to help with photo damage, which means excessive sun damage, and a byproduct of that are fine lines, wrinkles, texture, and brown spots. And some people care about that aesthetically. And when we can use a topical retinol or vitamin A derivative, it can actually help repair that damage. And so when you take in vitamin A, it really is a precursor to help boost immune function.
Mm-hmm.
It, again, helps with DNA repair, which is why we like it internally, but we also like it topically because it helps with all that DNA damage that we accumulate with all that UV exposure.
How does that help repair? I mean, so if you put on a topical, what does it actually do?
Well, our skin, as you know, is our largest organ system. And so when we put on anything topically or when we're exposed to anything topically, you are going to get some systemic absorption. And how topical retinol works in the form of tretinoin, which is, again, retinol, and we can, again, go off on these tirades. When it is absorbed, it settles down into the collagen bed. And when it does that, it helps what we call collagenesis, which means the stimulation and formation of collagen. And the process of doing that actively repairs the DNA because all of the photo damage that we get is cumulative. So it's everything from our childhood, teens, and 20s. And it is because it is cumulative, it starts manifesting itself in later decades. And so when we can use topicals, something like a topical retinol, it does help repair some of that DNA damage within the cell. So it's pretty phenomenal, and it really is a cornerstone of dermatology. I mean, it's what we do all day is prescribe different retinoids, if you will.
Interesting. Okay.
So I always talk about skin because that's, my wheelhouse. I've been practicing dermatology for the last 9 years. But when we talk about it orally, it really helps, like I said, with immune system and cell function. And I remember when you were a kid when they said, make sure you eat your carrots. It'll help you see in the dark because the way that it works in the rods and cones in the eyes, it actually helps with particularly night vision. And so when we think about retinol, think about all of the carotenoids, that's how we get the name carrot, right? Because they're orange. And all of those orange foods, things like your sweet potato, orange, but also vitamin A is found a lot in liver, dark greens, and also our very favorite cod liver oil,
They still make that stuff? I thought that went out.
I know.
In the 50s.
You would have hoped, but it is really, really high in vitamin A. So if you're one of those, you know, less than 0.1% of the population that enjoys cod liver oil,
right?
You can get it there. But you can also get it in whole eggs. So that's one of our fat soluble vitamins. And then we start getting into vitamin D. Good old vitamin D. And when we live in the beautiful Northern California area here, we have not a shortage of vitamin D.
Right.
And the interesting thing about vitamin D is, although it's a vitamin, it really acts like a hormone.
Right. We had Dr. Rob Hamilton on a few times, and he was going through the list of hormones that, you know, again, a lot of new research, a lot of new science on the effect of hormones. And he said most people are just really surprised. We probably shouldn't even be calling it vitamin D. It's really a hormone D.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that really interesting.
It is. And I think that it'll probably end up getting, you know, shifted in a different class, just like Pluto lost its, you know, planet status. Maybe vitamin D will lose its vitamin status.
Right. And be called a hormone now,
mm-hmm. But it is pretty interesting. So we not only get it from sun exposure, but we also get it from food and things like, you know, supplementation, that's things that are vitamin D fortified like milk. But the interesting thing about vitamin D is that it first has to be activated in the liver and then the kidney, and that's why it really acts more like a hormone. And so people that have, for example, liver disease and non-optimally functioning liver, they really have a hard time absorbing vitamin D. So that's why, again, more of a plug for supplementation and low doses of UV sun exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about, you know, the trying to people justify laying out at Whiskey Town for 3 hours because they need to, quote, get their vitamin D, you actually need about a 1-inch square, okay, 1-inch square on the skin, about 15 to 20 minutes. So it's not really necessary to, you know, be on your floaty for 3 hours at Whiskey Town.
Wow, that blows my whole theory of at least an hour.
Yeah,
son, but I guess not. Wow.
People can justify, you know, just about anything.
Right.
But the reason why vitamin D is important and why it works so much, kind of like a hormone, is it's important for your muscle function, immune function. It helps reduce. It helps reduce inflammation in the body, but it is really amazing how much it affects overall people's neurochemistry and the relationship that it has with serotonin, melatonin. And so we could go off on a whole diatribe of neuropsychology and neuroanatomy, but I'll spare all of our listeners for that today. But it is a really crucial fat-soluble vitamin. But we might be able to kind of go through vitamin E and K a little bit.
Now we've got a little bit of time,
great.
So let's dig into vitamin E.
Okay, so vitamin E, people love vitamin E. They put it on topically because it's a great anti-inflammatory, so they can put it on new wounds and new scars, and it really helps improve the aesthetic of that. But when we take in vitamin E, it also works as our favorite rust remover, antioxidant.
Right.
It also helps prevent, you know, cell damage. And again, like vitamin A, because of that whole class, it helps assist in DNA repair. There's a really high dose amount of vitamin E in wheat germ oil. Again, I think that's in that same family as cod liver. Yeah. Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
Very dense in spinach and even avocado.
Okay.
And then our last one, just to get in under the gun here, is vitamin K. And vitamin K is really sort of a group of compounds, and it's really crucial for blood clotting, and it helps prevent us from essentially bleeding out. If we cut ourselves, it's vitamin K that helps come in and clot. Patients that you may hear are people that are on Coumadin for a blood thinner. If they take too much Coumadin, they actually will require oral vitamin K to help combat that.
Interesting.
And when I used to manage a Coumadin clinic, when a patient's INR, which is a kind of like your A1C, Bob, it's a marker of how thin the blood is. If it gets too high, we're at prone, if these people get cut, of bleeding out and not being able to clot. So what we do is give them high doses of vitamin K to help clot that, so that the blood actually gets thicker because it gets too thin on the Coumadin.
And as we get older and the skin thins out, we are more susceptible to tears or scrapes or what have you. So that is an important aspect of vitamin K to keep in mind as well as you get older, is keep that, you know, we are more susceptible to little scrapes and cuts and bleeding.
Exactly, and because the skin gets thinner, and because of that, the blood vessels are more to the surface of the skin. So vitamin K helps, but also vitamin C with rose hips. I'm sure you've heard of the term rose hips, which is actually from a berry. It works together with vitamin C to make the capillaries more stable so that you get less bruising and more prone to that kind of blotchiness that we get from the bruising on the surface of the skin.
Okay, we're bumping up against our next break here. So a lot of good stuff. We've got more to come. So stick with us. We are talking with Lindsay Miller on vitamins, minerals, oh my. And you are listening to Wellgate Wellness. We'll be back after a few short messages.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
All right, thanks for sticking with us. We are back talking with Lindsay Miller on all good things, vitamins, minerals, and the benefits. Oh, my. So we just finished covering the fat soluble and water soluble basics of vitamins. We want to get into minerals now, and most people don't have an appreciation for the value of minerals in their diet. And I probably, you know, because we grew up with getting your vitamin C and all those kind of good things, your B12s. Probably absorbed, pardon the pun, a lot more about vitamins than we ever have about minerals. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe we can start off by understanding the benefits of minerals and what they do for us.
Yeah, so minerals, when we talk about minerals, there are two different classes of minerals. There are major minerals and trace minerals. And the difference of the names doesn't mean that one of them was major or more important. It just depends on how much is required in the body for uptake and cell function. So our major minerals, you're going to hear again, as your body requires a lot more of these for cell function, cell maintenance, etc. Calcium is one, phosphorus, potassium, sodium is a big one, so is chloride, as well as magnesium. Now, when we look at the trace minerals, those are equally as important, but your body requires a lot less of them to optimally function. And your trace minerals are iron, iodine, chromium, zinc, selenium, fluoride, copper, and magnesium. And minerals, if you think of, you know, just the sound of all these things, minerals are organic compounds, which means that they are, you know, a lot of them from the earth, if you will, and they are very stable. Vitamins, a lot of times, are more unstable, which is even more of an important factor of why you look at the manufacturing processes and, you know, shelf-stable expiration dates and things like that. So your body requires different amounts of these, and certainly minerals should not be discounted in terms of their importance. A lot of people talk about taking their vitamins every day, but a lot of times a multivitamin, quote-unquote, will include some trace minerals if it is really a broad spectrum, if you will, multivitamin. But, you know, we talk about those a lot, and they're in various foods, and you'll see on the supplementation you want to look at 100%, if you can, of your RDA, which is your recommended daily allowance, or RDI, which is your recommended daily intake. But you'll hear a lot about those, but I will tell you what's really on the horizon is you see a lot of these sort of what I call superstar stuff supplements, and they're kind of the sexy supplements, if you will. You hear a lot about them in the news and on the internet, and those are things like, you know, turmeric. Turmeric is not certainly a new you know, root or herb, but it's been used for, you know, hundreds of thousands of years, particularly in India. It's one of the most active ingredients in curry. And I love turmeric because obviously working in dermatology, they have found in some studies that turmeric has been found to kill what we call cytolytic, which means cell killing, melanoma cells, and which is fascinating. And that's why they found in India they have a, you know, disproportionately low rate of esophageal cancer because of all of this influence and intake of curry. And turmeric just happens to be one ingredient in curry, which I think is, you know, again, because I'm kind of nerdy, I think this is kind of exciting. But it's very, very anti-inflammatory. And turmeric is have been shown to be very potent antidepressant naturally. Mm. So eat some more curry. The other thing is maca. It's also a root. It's what they've called Peruvian ginseng because it grows in the mountains of Peru. And it really is phenomenal for improving mood. And people also, the reason why I call this a sexy supplement is because maca has been shown to actually increase libido and also sexual function. It's sort of an aphrodisiac. So that's sort of our sexy supplement. Milk thistle. That's another herb that's out there. You hear a lot about milk thistle. People will take it for inflamed prostate, things like that, because, again, it's antioxidant, which protects the cells, and anti-inflammatory. The best thing about milk thistle is that it's also a very, very potent liver detoxifier. And, I mean, we could get off on the tangent of, you know, of toxins and everything that we're exposed to, which we've talked about, fungicide, pesticide, but toxins are fat soluble and they're metabolized by the liver and they accumulate and sit in our adipose, which is our fat. So if you can take even a little bit of supplement of milk thistle, if you are more prone to being exposed to a lot of heavy metals and toxins or have liver disease, milk thistle is a very potent.
So where do you find these sexy supplements? I mean, most of it, I've not heard of some of these, but where do you find these? Can you go to your corner grocer? Do you have to go online? Do you have to go to specialized supplementation stores? Where do you have to go?
Well, again, because if we're looking for quality over quantity, it's really going to be a selection and sourcing. I will say, you know, local organic markets or, you know, things that are known for specialty carrying organic supplements and things like that, they will carry these. And if they are reputable, which we're lucky because we have some good, you know, organic local one in town that does a good job of sourcing, you can find these at those kind of specialty markets. I personally get a lot of them even online because the beauty of online is that we can select and source and do research on these companies so that we can ensure what we're getting is good quality stuff.
And do people have to be careful about, I'm going to use a big word here, contraindications, you know, when they're taking this, or are all vitamins and minerals pretty free of that consequence?
Well, that is a big question. So I will say the water-soluble vitamins are going to be sort of your, quote, safest vitamin, unless people have a lot of excessive kidney disease or inefficiency with water soluble. Anything that's water soluble, as you know, our kidneys are the filter there. And a lot of these water soluble vitamins, if you're taking too excessive doses and their kidney isn't optimally functioning, they have, you know, low functioning or low processing kidney, it's not ideal to take mega doses. Okay. And obviously their nephrologist or their specialist will help, you know, consult them during this. But most vitamins and supplements are safe, and they're safe in the RDA limits. We always tell patients and people in general to avoid, quote, mega doses. You don't need a 5,000% of your, you know, RDA, if you will. Looking at things that are more right along that 100% RDA, if you have special concerns and then you want to supplement in higher doses for certain vitamins and minerals, with, again, approval of your, you know, family practice physician or internist, as long as you don't have any other health concerns, you're usually, quote, good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to be concerned, like we were talking about Coumadin earlier. You don't want to be taking a high supplement that has vitamin K. If you do take vitamin K, then taking that consistently, because we dose, or I used to dose Coumadin based on what their normal levels were, which happens to be what they normally intake and what their supplement is containing that specific amount of vitamin K. So you don't want to swing a lot one way or the other. Really, the key is, you know, consistency too.
Right, right.
So even some other things that we hear a lot about in sort of in the media is CoQ10. That's a big one. And CoQ10 really stands for coenzyme Q10, and it's a compound, and we actually naturally produce it in the body, and we supplement with it because, again, as we get less young, our ability to synthesize CoQ10 decreases. So that's why it's important to supplement with it as we get more mature, because it's really, really important for our cells in order for them to make energy. And it also works as an antioxidant. It helps boost the immune system. And there's been several cancer facilities and a lot of literature that use it as an adjunct therapy. When patients are going through chemotherapy, they give them CoQ10 so that they can support their body cells and function of producing healthy cells during that chemo process. So probably the last one that I think is probably the most fun is resveratrol. And it's a polyphenol, which means it's a plant-based, and it comes from the skin of red grapes. So that's how I justify my glass of red wine. I'm really concerned about my dose of resveratrol.
You like I'm that? I'm sorry. Yeah. That's a stretch.
I mean, it's also found in, you know, berries and things like that. But I love a glass of red wine, and so I just say cheers to my resveratrol dose when I'm having my little glass. But we love it, and that's why the French are big advocates of red wine because of, quote, you know, the resveratrol. But it is a very healthy against heart disease. It also helps insulin resistance. So maybe, Bob, with our A1C, we can sort of justify a little couple ounces of red wine for that insulin balance. And it also helps prevent against, you know, cancer and Alzheimer's. So the problem with red wine is that one small glass has less than, you know, a microgram of resveratrol. And you need about, you know, 40 a day. So we're not going to drink 40 glasses of wine. But, again, it's not a replacement for good diet.
And this program is sponsored by the wine industry here in Red.
You have to be careful about who you ask.
I'm telling you. Wow.
You just, they let anybody out.
So, gosh, we could go on and on and on. I do want to cover before we get to the end of the program today, your thoughts on, you know, who should take, you know, vitamins and who should take minerals. And,
right.
So, you know, I want to leave the listeners with some of the basics that we covered today because there's a lot here. So, in your opinion, who should be taking vitamins and minerals?
That's a big umbrella. So I think first and foremost, women that are pregnant and nursing should take multivitamins, especially. I mean, that's why they stress the importance of prenatals. The key is the folic acid in there, which is, you know, our B vitamin, and that's really important for neural tube function, and it's important for cell function overall. I will say that some vegans and some people that are on very strict vegetarian diets typically don't get enough of some of those fat-soluble vitamins because a lot of them are found only in, you know, animal foods. Mm-hmm. And especially if they're vegan, they're not even eating eggs, and that's where a lot of our, you know, A and D come from. So I would say certainly those people specifically. Anyone that's on an intentional or unintentional, you know, really low diet, which is less than 1,600 calories a day, they're just not getting enough. And so I would say certainly that group. I'd say your people in general that have certain disease states, coronary artery disease, any kind of inflammatory disease, any of the arthritis, the rheumatoid, diabetics and things like that, we want to make sure that they're taking anti-inflammatories. People that have a lot of either food allergies, food intolerances, or that are super picky eaters, because usually if they're really picky, they're just not getting enough of what their body truly needs.
Yep.
So I would say certainly that group. And then, as we know, unfortunately, again, we live in Western medicine, and it's very medication heavy. And there are a lot of medications that interfere with the body's ability to absorb certain minerals and vitamins. And so because of that, we need to sort of combat it and offset it with the supplementation of vitamins and minerals. You know, we talk about omegas a little bit, omega-3s. Those are so, so important. If you're not eating, they say, you know, 2 to 3 servings of fish a week, which is, I think, difficult for a lot of people, unless you're living in an Asian culture, to supplement. I think that's a good one. Women that have either a history of thyroid disease or even heavy menses, they're typical or tend, rather, to be a little bit anemic. That's important to supplement. I think also, if you've had a lot of surgeries, if you've had, for example, like your gallbladder removed and things like that, it's going to affect your ability of your body to uptake certain minerals and nutrients. Celiac disease, people that have irritable bowel syndrome and Crohn's disease, they're just not getting enough of the absorption. And because they're excreting so much in either the way that their body sort of naturally produces, we're going to need to supplement there as well. You know, that's probably that's a big group that might be. You know, a good part of the population here. And I will say again, as I always say, probably our more mature clientele, not only with diet, but also their ability for their body to not produce optimally those compounds that we did when we were younger.
Well, we are coming up on our last minute, as usual with Lindsay. The time just flies by. We could go on for days, but we do want to wrap up. And I think, you know, if we could sum up for our listeners a few things. Number one is, you know, do your homework. on vitamins and minerals. Don't skimp. Look for products with the NSF or the GMP label on it. Those are important. Please do not avoid mega doses in general, things that, you know, are going to give you way too much of one or another vitamin or mineral. Check your expiration dates. Don't keep vitamins and minerals out in the sun. Keep them in, a closed cabinet to preserve their efficacy. And in general, make sure that you do look at and do a little bit of homework on what you're taking. Lindsay, this has been fascinating as always. We could go on for days. We'd love to have you back. Thanks for using the big words. We all can always count on you for that. And we'll talk soon. You've been listening to Wellgate Wellness. Thank you so much on this Saturday. Enjoy your day, and we will be back very soon.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News is hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Donald Trump has told members of a black church in Detroit he wants to help them rebuild their city.
I want to make America prosperous for everyone. I want to make this city the economic envy of the world. We can do that. We can do that again.
Trump speaking today at a predominantly African-American church in Detroit. An earthquake has rattled a big swath of the Great Plains all the way from parts of Nebraska to North Texas. Geophysicist Paul Caruso at the U.S. Geological Survey.
We had a magnitude 5.6 quake. The epicenter was approximately 14 kilometers northwest of Pawnee, Oklahoma.
And Pawnee resident Lee Wills says he felt the quake himself.
I heard a loud crack and I thought, well, it's going to be a thunderstorm. Everything went crazy after that. It just started shaking.
The USGS is warning that there may be some aftershocks. The National Hurricane Center says Hermine could pick up strength again.